Hi guys, I'm back with Love, the Real Word of God. We're on the chapter Division by Economic System, and I'm going to start at verse 60. Sorry I'm not so consistent with these. There's a lot of things that I do, but here we are. Verse 60. All natives whom existed first on this earth have been dubbed minorities to manipulate the human mind into believing they do not belong. Those who claim power over the human race are the powerless in terms of energy. To manipulate the minds of powerful individuals, slavery was created to make one feel less than. To manipulate the minds of powerful individuals, theft of land and murder were ensued to make one feel powerless. Then, to carry forth these manipulations in the future, these minorities would be paid less monetarily to feed the belief that they are still less than. By being paid less, the housing was smaller, the material possessions were less, feeding them manipulation that they are less than. Communities were created based on monetary status to create division and a false superiority and inferiority that isn't natural to the human race. The economic system has been used as a tool to guide those willing to follow to a false illusion of their purpose of existence. The economic system has been used as a tool to create division where division doesn't exist. The economic system has been used as a tool to create fear of survival. The economic system has been used as a tool to lead one to prison for the soul that ends in the demise of that soul and its purpose. The economic system is a man-made system, meaning its purpose is opposite of God, opposite of creation, and meant to destroy the core purpose of the human race. The only way for the human race to break free from the control of this system in place is to place faith in the system of creation, that is love for self, with understanding that one will always be provided for when serving their soul's purpose. In love and faith, one will rise to an energy of existence higher than that of those in control. When a level higher than theirs is reached, one is protected. A human being or a system created by a human being should not be feared, for their energy is that of fear. Fear craves control due to its inability to create. Therefore, when the human race begins to individually step into the energy of love, those existing at the energy of fear and their systems must fall. The current state of the earth wasn't created overnight, and one should have patience in the transformation of it. The foundation has already been laid, and it is time for every individual to choose their level of existence.